lost a Senate race then think that's a platform for running for president?
The race in Texas was one of the most amazing, beautiful, powerful things I've ever had the fortune to be a part of. We were able to travel to each of the 254 counties of Texas. Never asked a soul whether they were Republican or an independent or a Democrat. Asked people to come together and help take on the responsibility of this campaign. And what went from a team of, you know, a couple dozen people soon became a movement of hundreds of thousands of people. And though we came up about 2.5 points short on election night, and it was a very tough loss, and you know, hard for all of us who'd worked so many hours and so many miles to at first accept that, out of that campaign came some really beautiful, amazing things. You saw 17 African-American women elected to judicial positions in Harris County near Houston, Texas. You saw a couple of key congressional seats elect Democrats for the first time in ages. And you, perhaps more than that, have a movement of people that persists well beyond election day, some of whom are running for school board, city council, are engaged and involved in our democracy in a state that before the election ranked 50th, dead last, in voter turnout. We turned on our democracy, turned up the engagement, and beyond the candidate and the campaign, we got people to join their democracy. That is powerful. And I think though we lost, there are some lessons that we can apply to the campaign that we're running right now. First and foremost, this has to be about people, all about people, not corporations, not PACs. We don't take PAC money from anybody, not special interests. It's got to be about people, listening to them, answering their questions, being accountable to them, and then allowing them to take the responsibility of running this campaign. We had pop-up offices for volunteers all across the state of Texas, including, and maybe especially important, in Republican areas where Democrats before didn't get 20% of the vote. We just showed people that we believed in them and then allowed them to lead. And so I think bringing all of that, my history in El Paso, lifelong resident of the U.S.-Mexico border, father, small business owner, hopefully all that helps me to run a very effective, powerful campaign and be the kind of leader that this country needs, someone who can unite people at this very divided moment to take on the big challenges before us.
Do you think your party wants a uniter or a fighter to go up against Donald Trump?
This will be determined by people, and all I can do is have the courage of my convictions, run in a way that feels comfortable and strong to me. And that's all about building people up, expecting the best from them, focusing not on what we're against or who we oppose, but what we hope to achieve and what we will accomplish. And people will have a chance to see that all across Iowa. And more importantly, I'll have a chance to see them and listen to them about what's most important. Of course, we've got to beat Donald Trump. But that cannot be the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal has to be ensuring that this country lives up to its full promise for all of us, for every single one of us, importantly, those who've been left behind.